You know, when I got saved and started hanging around church and got into camp meetings and all, I remember we went to Brother Lackey's camp meeting, Brother Allen and them. Me and Dee took a tent. We didn't know what a camp meeting was. But, you know, I watched them old preachers, and they got to preach together and travel around, and they had a camaraderie about them, and I longed for that. And now I got that. Amen. I got my friends that are here. Amen. And it's a blessing.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Well, take your Bible tonight and turn to the book of Jude. Enough of the mushy stuff. Amen.
We just wish Brother Glenn would do that.
Yeah. Brother Glenn only gets mushy about his dog.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. In other words, he's weird. Amen. But I want to read one verse tonight and just throw a fit for a little while, if that's all right.
Amen.
We're going to look at Jude in verse number 21. The Bible says, keep yourselves in the love of God.
Yeah.
Looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. This strange little verse. It is. It's strange. So how do you keep yourself in the love of God? I've always heard since I've been saved, you can't keep yourself saved.
That's right.
Amen. I believe that. You know, you can't keep yourself saved. But you can keep yourself in the love of God.
Right. Yeah.
I've heard it said that we don't base what we have on feelings. But the Bible says you can get past feeling.
Yeah.
Right. Amen. And I don't know about y'all. Everything that ever good happened to me, I felt it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Amen. Especially salvation.
Yeah.
Amen. I'm saved. I even feel saved in here tonight.
Yeah.
And I'm glad of what God does. Yeah. And traveling around in the strange ministry of evangelism. And it is. It's strange. You say, what makes it strange? Strange people. I mean, look around in here. But what I've seen, and I'm not an educated man. I'm not a real smart feller. But what I've seen through the years, I've seen faces of people that not only have fell out of love with each other, but they fell out of love with God.
Yeah.
And I'm going to tell you, that look right there, and that just, I mean, almost like a spirit around them, is something I don't want.
That's right. Yeah.
Amen. Amen. I am a frightened child in the sight of, amen, divorce.
Amen.
Me and my wife's been married 37 years. Amen. To that little spitfire of a gal over there. And I'm telling you, I'm scared. I'd be scared to death. Amen. But it happens all the time. I see it happen all the time. I got four brothers. There's been 11 or 12 divorces. I've lost count now. And every one of those gals, they loved with all their heart. I got one brother that's been married 5 times. Another one's been married 4 times. Every one of them, they loved with all their heart. I've had people look at me in church and go, no. I said, oh, yeah, they did. But you know what happened through this time? You know what they did? They looked at each other one day and said, I hate you.
Yeah.
And buddy, I'm scared of that.
Yeah.
Amen. I've seen people turn their back on God. I've seen them leave church.
Yeah.
I've seen young men and young ladies break their mom and daddy's heart.
Yes, sir.
Amen. So what do? Keep yourself in the love of God.
Amen.
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 The greatest attribute God ever gave man was the ability to love.
Amen.
Amen. And if you lose that, if your love is rocked in your life, it'll turn your world upside down. If you think the people closest to you that you love, if you think they don't love you, why, you'll lose your mind. Your health will fall apart. Amen. Your joy will leave.
Yeah.
Amen. Well, if it's that way, man, amongst us, then what must it be then with God? He said, keep yourselves in the love of God. I've seen people get out of church. I've seen young folks get out. I've seen preachers get out. Amen. Brother Jim made mention, we were together. I preached this message. Yep. I preached this message, and a pastor and his wife were sitting there at odds against each other. It was already too late. The message didn't even help. Probably was more damaging than anything else. The message by then was a spotlight on it. They wouldn't even look at each other. Husband and wife. And buddy, it came out and boom, middle of revival. My goodness. And I'm telling you, it's been hell ever since. If you get out of love of one another and get out of love of God, you're going to be a wreck. Do you know that? If you feel your heart drifting away, my goodness, do something about it.
Amen.
Amen. Don't wait till it's too late. So how do you keep yourself in the love of God? What is it? What is it? Amen. What is love? Amen. The mystery of life. But I'm telling you, it makes the world go around. Amen. I'll tell you what, I'll just say this by experience. You know what has to happen to love God? There's got to be some kind of an attraction there. Amen. My little gal sitting there, when we were in high school together, amen, I was attracted to her. Amen. And buddy, I wanted to meet her. I wanted her number. Amen. We wanted our first date before we were saved.
Amen. Did you kiss her?
Yeah, I did. Before I was saved.
Amen.
It was wicked.
Amen.
But we went to the Atomic Drive-In and seen Grease. But you know, before that, and I've told this here before, I know I have because I tell it everywhere. When I was attracted to her, I mean, I said, man, I like her. I had heard that she was going to get in a fight after school. And she was fighting Sally Oosley. And I knew both of them, and I went, what? And well, sure enough, everybody said, yeah, after school, it's on. I said, well, where? They said, Rosie's. That was a little cafe next to the high school. I said, well, I'm there. Color me there. I am there. And sure enough, after school, man, I mean, there's a bunch of people there. Here comes Sally Oosley with her little entourage around her. You could hear music playing. Dun, 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 dun. Then over here comes Dee Harrison. She's got her sister with her, one of her buddies, I think it was. And here they come, and boy, she was like, and I'm sitting there, man, my heart's pounding. And everybody made like a squared circle, just whoo, like a little ring there. It was like Mayweather and Conor McGregor. And they went at it, got into the fisticuffs, and Dee beat the snot out of her. And I stood there that day, and I went, I love her. I want her. I got to have her. I want her. Amen. There was an attraction take place. Amen. And you know what we want? We only want for you boys. You boys sitting right there. You know what our heart's desire is? That you love God. You girls that are sitting here, what more could be said about you than to say, well, I'll tell you what, she loves the Lord. Amen. So how does that happen? I'll tell you how it happened with me. There was a great conversion that took place. Amen. I got saved. And God rescued me. And that was attractive to me. Amen. I didn't know. I came to church. I didn't know what a King James Bible was. Amen. I was an oddball that came. He's talking about PBI guys. I was an oddball that went to Pensacola. I went to Pensacola because I got thrown in jail, lost everything I had, and mom and dad moved down there. And they said, well, there's jobs down here, son, if you want to get your life straightened out. And when I came to Pensacola, Florida, I had 16 cents in my pocket. And we got there on a bus. I didn't go to the bus to go to Bible school, Brother Jim. I wish I had of. But I went there, and my life was a total mess. A lot of y'all know Brother Charlie Andrews, R.O.'s here with us. She's out of his church. I showed Miss Myra one day a picture of me and Dee before Christ. Had a little goatee and long hair, and I'm sitting there like that, looked like a punk, and I was a punk. And I showed that picture to Miss Myra, and I said, Miss Myra, I said, we're dealing with this young couple. Would you pray for them? And she looked at that picture, and she got tears in her eyes, Brother Allen. She goes, oh, I remember that. Amen. She said, your mama stood up, Mark, every Wednesday night before you came down there to school and said, would you pray for my boy? Amen. And I got there, and y'all have heard me tell it. Dr. Upman raked me over the coals. He called me names, called me stupid and dummy and dopey dope. And amen. One Sunday morning, he looked out there and he said, hey, you long-haired punk, I'm talking to you. I went, well, I'm the only one in here with long hair. Everybody else looks like a cop. And he stepped out on the side of the pulpit right here. And I didn't know about his education. I didn't know about his stand on the King James Bible. I didn't know any of that. But I'll tell you what that old man did. He pointed right down into my soul and put both hands out, and he described what Jesus Christ looked like when he died on the cross. And he was coming after me. Amen. And the old preacher pointed at me and says, how can you refuse that? And that Sunday morning, I couldn't refuse no more. Amen. Said, what'd you do? I called on the name that's above every name. Amen. Amen. I didn't know about what redemption was. I didn't know what repentance was. But when he said this, you can be forgiven, I knew what that meant. Amen. And I called on him, and he saved my soul. And preaching started doing something to me. Amen. And there was an attraction took place. And what happened? I fell in love with the greatest love of my life. Amen. And it is the greatest life there is. Amen. I'm not ashamed to say I love him. He's the best thing that ever happened to me. Amen. And I know this, that love of God, that'll keep you in your Bible. That'll keep you in church. That'll keep you around the right people. Amen. Say, so how do you love him? There's got to be something. Amen. Some of you kids, you ain't got it. Amen. There's nothing there. How would you love a God you don't even know? You've never had him come down to you. You never had a talk with him. You ever felt him come across the heartstrings of your heart?
Yeah.
You ever reached in there and pulsated that old cold heart? Well, why would you love him? We're trying to make kids love God. They don't even know him. Yeah. Amen. Amen. That's how you fall in love with people.
Yeah.
You get to know them. Amen. I got to know Brother Allen. He become my friend down there at Bible school. He seen me. Man, I didn't want to be around those guys. The tracks in their pockets and all that. Oh, they sickened me. I didn't want to be around none of them guys like that. Preached on the street and done all that. And him and Brother John Garner come around. Hey, man, why don't you go with us? We're going to Shakey's. All right. Then I get in the truck with that white truck that he had, and I'd get in there, a yellow truck, whichever one it was, and they put me in the middle of there, and they'd say, let's pray. And I think to myself, what? You guys are praying just because we're going to Shakey's? Come on, man. And those guys, I got around guys that love God.
Amen.
Amen. And you know what it did? It made me love them. Amen. And I'm going to tell you, I'm scared. I'm scared of a preacher that don't have friends. I'm scared of a preacher that don't love people.
Amen.
I'm not talking about just telling them the truth. I mean, good night, a tape player can do that. But if you love folks, amen. Got these guys come from Arkansas. I mean, look at them. You put all their IQs together. Amen. Amen, but man alive, I love those guys.
Amen.
Amen. You say, well, why? I'll tell you one reason why. It's because they love me. That makes a big difference right there, don't you reckon? Amen. These guys preaching, man, I love these guys. Amen. I don't want to get all mushy here and everything. But I'm telling you, folks, if you ain't got people that you love around you, what kind of life do you have? Maybe that's why you're miserable. Amen. Got people write me little notes and stuff all the time. I got one I was looking at over there before church. Amen. I don't know. I don't know. Maybe I shouldn't read stuff like this. But man, if people send me, they send me little notes and cards, and I get them. Man, I love it. I got a drawer full of them. Little old gal there in Texas. Dear Brother Mark, said, writing is my forte. I just wanted to say thank you. Thanks for the friendship. I love you. You have made a change in my life. Thanks for the advice the other night. I'm so glad God is of a God of grace and simplicity. Amen. You are my friend, brother. I am glad God let me know you. Amen. Amen. You say, well, that ain't much. It's enough for I get it out every once in a while and read it.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. My little granddaughter, she's 9 now. She was about 2, and she was smart. She could talk good and all that, and she was in the bed with me one morning, and I said, Emma, I said, you love your papa? And she goes, she's kind of ignored me. I said, hey, you love your papa? And she goes, yes. Kind of. And I said, well, why do you love your papa? And she goes, because you're a beautiful man. I said, where in the world did you ever hear anything like that? But you know, that he's talking about grandbabies. Man, you talk about loving grandbabies. Good night. But then one day, me and her, I took her fishing. She likes to fish, just me and her. We wasn't catching nothing. It was just Boresville. I said, you ready to go? She goes, no, I ain't ready to go. Let's fish some more. I said, okay. And we'd fish another hour, nothing. And I said, you ready to go yet? She goes, no, I want to fish. And I'm sitting there. I got me a little lounge chair sitting there. And all of a sudden, she slips around, and she puts her hand on my shoulder. And she said, you know what, Papa? I said, what, baby? She goes, I love you. Woo! Boy, there ain't nothing like that. Amen. And I don't know, when's the last time you told your wife you loved her like that? When's the last time you had a talk with your Savior? Hey, you know what, Lord? I love you. You're the best that ever happened to me. Amen. Let me ask you this. Affection has to take over. There's an attraction takes place, then there's affection. You will want to spend time with people you love. I know this is probably elementary, folks, but I'm telling you, it works. You want to love God? Yeah. Hey, I had some kids ask me in the Philippines. They were honest. And buddy, we had a service. Good night. I've never seen it on that fashion. Some of these folks here have been to the Philippines. We had a youth camp in Davao, and was hard plowing for 3 years in a row. And this year, brother, what happened was, Brother Veach, is they came up to my room. It was about 5 kids, Filipinos. And they're inquisitive. And I answer the door, and they're like, Pastor, I say, can we ask you questions? I said, okay. So I get out there, and the first question they asked was this: how do you walk with God? If some of you kids were honest sitting here, that'd be your question. How do you walk with God? I said, first and foremost, you need to be saved. You need to be born again. You got to know that he loved you and died for you. And amen. And they're like, okay. And one young man talked to me and Brother Terrence Calvin there, and he goes, I don't know if I'm saved or not. We talked to him and said, well, kid, I can't get saved for you, buddy. And we showed his scripture. He goes, yeah, you know, and he left. And a while later, boy, knock at the door. And he just burst in. And he comes in, he's crying. He goes, I ain't saved. And I said, well, son, hallelujah. get saved then.
Yeah, amen.
And he knelt down and got saved. And those kids that night in the service, there was five of them that came up to the room, and all five of them got saved.
Amen.
And they testified. And the next night, God used that little testimony of them little kids just searching for God. And we had 60 kids saved in one service. I have never seen it on that fashion. Amen. I am not standing here taking credit for anything. I'm telling you, those kids was looking for God. Can you imagine what could happen here if the young folks that came in here tonight, if you really said, how do you, okay, Brother Chandler, Brother McGahee, Brother Ryman, how do you walk with God? Amen. How do you love God? How do you get close to him? The first step is salvation. Amen. Then there's got to be a sanctification. You sanctify yourself to God. Amen. Remember when we did that, boys? Remember when you said, God, you're the best thing ever happened to me. Somewhere praying or somewhere say, God, here's my life. Take it. That's what I did with that little gal sitting yonder. I said, you're the one for me. Me and you, we're it. Any other jaybird comes around, I'll kill him. Amen. You're the one. Well, buddy, I remember on the bookstore steps on a Wednesday night, I remember kneeling down. I was working at Banner Builder Supplies, hauling sheetrock and shingles. Making $2.95 an hour. We had a little Plymouth Fury we bought for $300. Blah, 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 blah. Hey, anybody ride with us, we had to roll the windows down because they'd be back here asphyxiated. Had a bumper sticker on the back, said, Jesus Christ is my Lord and Savior. Misparked one time in the parking lot, and somebody put a sign on the car, said, I hope you pray better than you park. We got some mileage out of that one. But I remember kneeling on the bookstore steps. And we lived in a little house there, $85 a month. And when we got to Pensacola, we had a borrowed suitcase, no furniture, no car, no nothing. God saved me. And God worked in our life. And I said, God, I said, everything I've got, you've given to me. I said, tonight, Lord, I give it all to you. You say, what did he do? He took it. I ain't been a real good steward on my end a lot of times, but he sure has been on his.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. Say, what happened? There's affection that takes place. There's some kind of leaning toward God. Why do people do what they do? Why does a man consecrate himself to God? How can he? How can a couple live for God? How can a home? Some of you kids, how can your mama and daddy love God? There's something that took place that needs to take place in your life.
Yeah.
Amen. I'll tell you what else, I'm going to go in a hurry because we need to get out of here. I'm going to say this, conviction takes over. There's a big controversy in independent Bible-believing churches, Baptist churches in our circle about convictions. Amen. Everybody's got them. Amen. We don't do this. We don't do that. Well, ring-a-ding-ding.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
I've seen people, amen, get just as cold that have all the convictions in the world. They look like monks, Baptist monks. Amen. We don't believe in beards. We don't believe in mustaches. We don't believe in blue jeans. We don't believe in that. Well, what do you believe in? Anything? Hoss? Amen. But I know this, if you love God, there's something about you that wants to please him.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
And when you don't, it bothers you. My oldest brother is an old biker. He's 71 now. He turned 71 in August. And he was the president of a club out in Alameda, California, rode with a couple other clubs. He's got 10 Harley Davidsons in his garage right now. And he would have 11, but I've got one in my garage right now. But he's really smart. He's a real smart fella. He watches everything. And he called me up one day, and we're talking, and he goes, Brutus, let me ask you something. I said, what's that, big fella? He goes, what's the difference in you guys? I said, what do you mean? He goes, you and Bad Bob and Jimmy the Hood. He met Brother Chandler, and he said, Brother Drummond. He goes, what's the difference in you guys? I said, what do you mean? He goes, oh, man. He said, I've worked with Christians. I've worked with preachers all my life. He's an equipment operator. He said, we got preachers that work out there on the job. He goes, you guys are different. He said, you know the way I look at it? He said, you guys are like the blue collar. And those guys I've been around and seen, they're like the white collar. I said, you know what the difference is, big fella? He goes, what's that? I said, you know them Harleys you got in your garage? And every one of them is like a show bike. He goes, yeah. He thinks I'm setting him up. I said, you know how much you'd love to be around them and tinker with all of them? He goes, yeah. I said, you know what happened to these guys you mentioned? I said, we fell in love not with a motorcycle, but with a Savior.
Amen.
Amen. Yeah.
And we love that like we are in a club, buddy.
Yeah.
Amen. Yeah. And, buddy, we're in the best club there is.
Sure. Yeah.
Amen. Yeah. And y'all are in a club right here. You got a president.
Yeah.
Treasurer.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Jester. Amen. Amen. You even got, amen, blind accompaniment on the piano, man. You got it all. Amen. And you know what some of you do? You come around here and you see people around here that love God, will never miss. And there's something in you. There's got to be something in you sometime wondering, how does that feel? Is that real? Amen. There's conviction that takes place. Amen. And you know what it is? It's an addiction. But that's what I want for my kids. My daughter, she writes me little letters when she gives me a birthday card or Father's Day card. And she wrote me one not too long ago, and she says, Dear Dad, I love you so much. And I love to hear all that. But she said something that she said, you have shown me how to live and to love God. And she said, I just want to love him like you do. Say, well, how is that? I don't know, Ed. I don't know if it's a conscious effort. It's just what you, amen. I don't have to force myself to love my wife. I don't have to force myself to love these fellas. Brother Alan, Josh, now I may have to every once in a while. But I ain't got to force myself to do that. Amen. Some of you sitting here, I don't know. I would hate to think that your heart got in a way that you would one day not even be sitting next to a little gal or the love of your life. That would hurt. Man, it hurts so bad. We've seen thousands. These pastors could write books. Brother Allen has dealt with folks. We've dealt with them. They're in the August meeting. We seen a guy, he pulled his van over the side of the road the other day, sitting there. Brother Mike stopped. He's just sitting there by the side of the road against the tree, just crying his eyes out. I'll guarantee you it's something about love went wrong somewhere. Sitting here tonight, you know what you probably need to do? You probably need to come to an old-fashioned altar.
That's right. Yeah.
And if you got an inconsistency in your life, you got something there that's keeping you and God, there's a breach there, why don't you get it fixed? Maybe it is salvation. Amen. Why don't you come and get saved? Amen. And man, here tonight, man, love each other. Amen. It makes the best daddies. It makes the best mamas. It makes the best papas. Sure makes good preachers. I've watched folks, people ask me, and I'm not tooting my own horn by any means, but they ask me, said, Brother Mark, why do kids like you? I said, that's easy. I like them.
Yeah.
That ain't no brain surgeon to figure that out.
Amen.
So here tonight with heads bowed and eyes closed, why don't you come?